It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
And hello, it's time that we return to Bracketville. It's week number 2 of March Madness. About 20 years ago, my mother-in-law moved to a small town called Bracketville, Texas. Yes, it does exist. Located about 2 hours west of San Antonio on U.S. Highway 90, it was home to a U.S. military fort from 1852 up until the end of World War II, almost 100 years. I found the native Texas-sized jackrabbits around there to be a very memorable sight. Well, speaking of a different kind of Bracketville, though, my men's NCAA basketball picks were a big stinker during week number 1 of March Madness. My entry in CBSSports.com's picks are called Swamp Swami Sports if you want to look at them. I'm currently sitting in 1,310,822nd place nationwide after the first 2 rounds concluded on Sunday night. Though I played a lot of basketball growing up, I am still 0 for March Madness in ever creating a winning bracket. My zeal to pick 30-win McNeese State University to advance in the first 2 games? Well, they lost in round number 1, and that helped contribute to my lousy current ranking. The same goes for putting an unintentional hex on the SEC's Mississippi State Bulldogs and South Carolina Gamecocks to win their first 2 games, as they lost in round 1 as well. But the good news on the men's side for me in Bracketville is that my pick to win it all, the University of Houston, survived Texas A&M's frantic hack-attack foul fest to beat the Aggies in overtime late Sunday night. That was a really good game if you were watching. The Cougars had 4 of their players foul out against Texas A&M, but they must now regroup quickly as they're going to face number 4 seed Duke on Friday night at 8:30 p.m. on CBS. But things could be worse. We could be Kentucky basketball fans. Though I picked number 3 seed and perennially overrated Kentucky to lose in round number 2 this year, they exceeded expectations once again. The SEC's Wildcats found a way to lose in the opening round to a surprisingly good number 14-seeded Oakland University of Michigan Grizzlies basketball team from the Horizon League. Much to the chagrin of Big Blue fans, Kentucky Athletic Director Mitch Barnhart announced on Tuesday that coach John Calipari is going to return next season after the Cats lost in the first round for the 3rd consecutive year. Said the AD, quote, "As we normally do at the end of every season, Coach Calipari and I have had conversations about the direction of our men's basketball program, and I can confirm that he will return for his 16th year as our head coach." Translated, if we fire Coach Calipari right now, it's going to cost the University of Kentucky almost $35 million in order to buy out his contract and send him home. Though the longtime Kentucky basketball coach continues to successfully recruit blue-chip players to the program, he has become rather ineffective in recent years in molding those prima donnas into a championship-caliber squad. I'm going to nominate DJ Burns of North Carolina State for President of the United States. Well, at least the number 11-seeded North Carolina State Wolfpack came through for old Swamp Swami last weekend. The double DJ duo of guard DJ Horn and center DJ Burns
I'm all ears.
Score nearly 30 points per game for the surprising 24-14 Wolfpack team. Winners of 5 games in 5 days just to capture the ACC tournament title and get into the tournament, the Wolfpack dispatched number 6 Texas Tech in round number 1 and number 14 Oakland University during round 2 to reach the Sweet 16 this weekend. A 5th-year senior, NC State's DJ Burns is 6'9" tall and he's listed at a rather svelte 275 pounds. For a big man, Burns has displayed a very soft shooting touch in the tournament and exceptional passing skills to some of his wide-open teammates. DJ Burns' joyful postseason play has created a growing legion of fans around the country, too. He plays the game with a twinkle in his eyes, even as he's being hacked by the opposing defenders who have been unable to stop his cat-quick moves in the low post. It's possible that North Carolina State's DJ Burns may be having more fun than anybody else on the basketball court right now. Now let's move over to the women's March Madness and take a look at week number one. When I checked CBSSports.com to see how well Swamp Swami Sports was doing in the NCAA Women's March Madness rankings, I was hoping that my sterling 28-4 record in round number one would put me in a competitive position. Alas, yours truly is mired in 208,659th place after the opening weekend of play. And true to form, the NCAA's women's basketball tournament usually has very few upsets in the opening rounds. It appears that most of the other entrants apparently stuck with the favorites. LSU's coach Kim Mulkey, though, is slyly deflecting pressure away from her 2023 defending champions. Check this out. After learning about an upcoming hit piece expected soon from a national sports writer, Coach Kim Mulkey went on the offensive last weekend to call BS to the article even before it was published. As expected, the majority of the national media is now focusing their attention on the comments of the LSU fiery coach, instead of writing about number 3 seed LSU's chances of defending its national championship from last year. Last Sunday in round number 2, the LSU women's basketball team finally came to life in the second half of their encounter with a very tough number 4 seed Middle Tennessee State team. Coach Kim Mulkey enjoys taking the heat. Her basketball team has now escaped the scrutiny of the media microscope and perhaps will start playing up to its potential. Meanwhile, Iowa's Caitlin Clark is hurting the Hawkeyes. If you watched one or more of the opening round games for the Iowa women's basketball team last weekend, you observed the same thing that I did. The leading scorer in women's college basketball history has transformed into a world-class whiner on the basketball court during the opening rounds of play. Taking a cue from the NBA's LeBron James, Iowa's Caitlin Clark started complaining to the referees on nearly every foul being called both on her and her teammates last weekend. And the Hawkeyes were quite fortunate to escape in the final minute against a spunky number 8 seed West Virginia team on Sunday night in round number 2. As Iowa's senior leader, Caitlin Clark should expect to see a box-and-one defense played against her for the remainder of the NCAA tournament. It's the Iowa other four players who must begin to score more points, as their team's leading scorer is going to have two players in her face for the remainder of the tournament. Get used to it. If Caitlin Clark's overzealous complaining to the referees is going to continue, expect to see a few technical fouls coming her way very soon. Okay, team, get your popcorn ready because the Sweet 16 games begin on Thursday. Here's the men's lineup for the March Madness round of 16, Thursday, March 28th, with all of the tipped-off times, Central Daylight Time. Thursday's game number 1 at 6 p.m. on CBS will feature number 6 West seed Clemson against number 2 Arizona. In game number 2 at 6:30 on TBS, East number 5 seed San Diego State will go up against number 1 UConn. That's a rematch of last year's championship basketball game. Game number 3 Thursday night is at 8:30 on CBS with West number 4 seed Alabama going up against the number 1 seed North Carolina Tar Heels. And to round out the night on game number 4 at 9 p.m. on TBS, it's East number 3 seed Illinois going up against number 2 Iowa State. That should be a dandy. Now let's go to Friday for the men's games on March 29th. All of these tip-off times are Central Daylight Time. Game number 1 is at 6 p.m. on CBS. South number 11 seed North Carolina State plays number 2 Marquette. Game number 2 is at 6:30 on TBS with Midwest number 5 seed Gonzaga going up against number 1 seed Purdue. Game number 3 on CBS at 8:30 p.m. Friday night features South number 4 seed Duke going up against the number 1 overall seed, the Houston Cougars. And they round out the evening on Friday night with game number 4, 9 p.m. on TBS. Midwest number 3 seed Creighton goes up against SEC number 2 seed Tennessee. As for the women, their play begins on Friday and continues on Saturday. So in the women's round of 16 on Friday, March 29th, all the games will be on ESPN Friday, and all these games tip off Central Daylight Time. Here we go. Game number 1 on Friday for the women starts at 1:30 p.m. on ESPN with region number 1, 3 seed Oregon State going up against number 2, Notre Dame. The game number 2 of the day is at 4 p.m. on ESPN with region number 1, 4 seed Indiana playing the top seeded number 1, South Carolina at 34-0. Game number 3 of the day Friday on the women's side will feature a 6:30 encounter between Region 4's number 3 seed North Carolina State and number 2 Stanford. And to round out the schedule on the women on Friday, game number 4 at 9:30 p.m. Central will feature number 4 seed Gonzaga at 32-3 against the number 1 seed Texas Longhorns, who are 32-4. That should be a dandy. Now, the second day of women's games for the Sweet 16 occurs on Saturday, March 30th, and the channels vary, so listen carefully. All tip-off times are Central Time. Game number 1 will be at 12 noon on ABC, featuring Region 2's number 3 seed, the LSU Tigers, going up against number 2, UCLA. That should be a dandy. The second game of the day will be at 2:30 p.m. on ABC as well, with Region 2's number 4 seed, the Colorado Buffaloes, going up against top-seeded and Caitlin Clark's team, Iowa Hawkeyes, at 31-4. The last two games of the day for the women on Saturday will be on ESPN. Game number 3 will be at 4:30 p.m., with Region 3's number 5 seed Baylor going up against number 1 seed USC. And the conclusion of the women's games on Saturday will be at 7:30 p.m. on ESPN. Region 3 number 7 seed Duke at 22-11 plays number 3 UConn at 31-5. Whew, that's a lot of basketball, and that's just the Sweet 16. The Elite 8 games will be played for the men on Saturday and Sunday, and the women will be played on Sunday and Monday. I'm Swamp Swami.
Painted the truth. Exit. Stage right. Ah!